Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast, with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Just kidding.
That was lovely. I really felt like I was winning something.
We were getting there to do a musical, but we are not going to torture the listeners with that.
Sorry, listeners.
For our 100th episode, we thought we'd take a little stroll down memory lane.
Yes.
And go ahead and go back to some classic Congratulations Pine Tree moments. From yesteryear.
I liked Veronica Graham in episode 13 when we interviewed her. She was our first guest rant where she's talking about using virtual reality as a medium for creating art or making art.
Let's hear it now.
I just think with technology, it's like it's a tool. So, you know, it's always going to be like better at some things than others. It's like a weird... I don't want to promote it like it's some mind-blowing thing and it's going to be the next like art world sensation. Yeah. But I also feel like I would never write something off, like anything, any medium. I'm just like doing comics or doing what I do. It's like it's outside of that world, and I just don't think there's one clear-cut way to make art or one clear-cut space to put it in. Like, no. I just feel like there's like, why would you limit yourself, like, and then limit your audience, which is I think a big problem with art right now, is that it's so focused on this small audience that's oversaturated and is not an audience that is buying stuff on the level that can support the makers, like, you mm-hmm. know. I feel like you need to open it up. You need to be open to those mediums that are, there's just a huge audience for games. Like, why would you not want to make something interesting where a lot of people are going to see it?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's my little rant.
Awesome. I loved
That's
it.
That's good.
Yeah. I loved it.
I think that might have been one of our first guest rants.
Of course, Maysoon and everyone I talk to knows that my favorite episode for all time since we recorded it and now yep. was when the treasure room, when we went to the International Art Museum of America and thought we were about to get indoctrinated into or killed by.
I thought we were going to be disappeared, actually.
A cult.
Yeah.
Kind of wound you through the museum in a way that was sort of like, are we going to get kidnapped in here? I got a little nervous.
Well, yeah, by the end of it, I mean, there's one room called the treasure room that is locked by being kind of barred with literal bars, like three bars that go across and have like padlocks.
Huge padlocks.
On either end. That got to be scary. By the end of it, I really did feel like, yeah. especially because there was a father and daughter where the dad is trying to explain this work to the kid, like it's so legit.
Yeah.
And I just started to think, like, are they real? Like, is this all
I know.
Fake?
Kate at one point turned to me and she's like, do you think the visitors are real or do you think they're like plants? You know, like, are they thrown in there to try to make it seem convincing for people who are wandering in?
Right.
And that made me freaked out. I was like, let's get the fuck out of here.
And unfortunately, that was right towards the end. But I can't tell you. I mean, it was free. There was no admission charge. So if you want to go to this place and... please let us know, because I would love to hear what anybody yeah. else has to say about it. Nobody else seemed as freaked out as we were. Everybody was just having a chill Sunday at the museum, or Saturday.
Yeah. I'm like, God damn you people, don't go. At one point, I looked at Kate, I'm like, the SF Mama needs to open up again, quick. Like, people Man. Are going into this museum thinking it's like the museum of San Francisco to go to. It's so stressful. I'm like, oh God.
I don't know, man. This is like nothing I've ever seen before.
I've never seen anything like this either.
Another episode I really liked was with Stephen Wolf. You remember the gallerist Stephen Wolf? Way back when?
Sure do.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Whatever happened to that
I
guy?
I just saw him the other day.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Where? I haven't seen him since.
It wasn't the other day. It was a while ago, but at the Monster Drawing Rally.
Oh. Anyhow, he just kind of like laid it all out on the line in a really straightforward way as to why he was sort of leaving the gallery space behind. And I really appreciated the sort of the honesty with which he told us about how he was bored.
Why I'm closing the gallery, I guess, is the most, you know, newsworthy question. And it's actually probably, my answer is going to be a bit of a surprise, because I'm not closing it because, like, I mean, I am losing my space, but it's not that hard to find a commercial space in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So losing the space is really not the big issue. For me, honestly, it was more personal. I've been doing this business in some form since like 1999, maybe even to a certain extent before that. And I'm a little bit bored.
And of course, I really loved when we had that episode but way back in the day, Maysoon, back when Patty Hearst was kidnapped.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear that now. Hearst's daughter, what's her name? Pamela?
Patty, Kate.
That's right, that's right. Duh. She got kidnapped or whatever.
I know.
But right then here in the Bay Area. Yeah. I didn't even know she lived here.
She's part of the Hearst family. It was that castle down south.
Oh, yeah, yeah, remember? I mean, Maysoon, I was just like hanging out with Jefferson Airplane, burning my bra, and all of a sudden over the radio telegraph comes this ticker tape message about Patty Hearst rolling out with guns and shit. And I'm just like, damn, get it, girl. Man, are you so stoked that the 60s are over?
Yeah, I hated the 60s.
Get the Beatles out of here.
Screw them. I'm really ready to get rid of those bell bottoms. I'm yep. over it. I want just midriffs and short shorts.
I'm ready for disco to take my yes. body over.
Oh, girl. That's going to be fun.
You know what else I'm most excited for, though, Maysoon?
What?
For us to, like...
The color brown.
Yes. And yellow. Right? Sunshine yellow. But what I'm really, really most excited for, Maysoon, is for, like, maybe some kind of guy in a turtleneck to, like, invent a way for us to, like... put this out to people through like some kind of terminal or like a device that they can carry with them so they can like listen to us every day yeah. or like at least once a week.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be really cool when we no longer have to use typewriters anymore? I'm so sick of fucking up all the time when I'm in class.
Yeah. I'm so sick of like not being able to own property.
Oh my God, I'm so excited about the NBC Radio Hour. What about when Ohio State beat Southern California in the 60th Rose Bowl? You know you loved that.
Sure did, Maysoon. Wow, Maysoon, the 70s were truly a wild time.
Wild time.
Well, listeners, especially new donor, Jennifer Wofford.
Wofford!
We want to thank you for these 100 episodes. And here's to 100 more. All right, back to the real work of this podcast, which is giving shout outs to people that send us their show shit. All right, coming up at Alter Space. Or already up at Alter Space, George Pfau and Tom Kmita. The show is called Zombie Variations, and it's open now, and it'll continue to be open.
I've heard really good things about that show, actually.
Through October 28th. And let me go the extra mile by giving you the hours that it's open. It's open Thursday through Saturday, 1 to 6, and then also by appointment. Tom Kmita did a residency at Bemis. Bad news, listeners that have been just waiting with bated breath. I don't think I'm going to get that Bemis residency.
Oh, but you didn't find out.
I haven't heard yet. I'm supposed to hear back on September 30th, but they didn't call any of my references. Next time. Fifth time's the charm.
Fucking A, they're crazy.
Also coming up is Superfest, From Hooks to Jehovah's.
What the hell is that? I don't know.
International Disability Film Fest. When are the dates on that, Maysoon?
Saturday, October 22nd at the Magnus Collection of Jewish Art and Life in Berkeley, and Sunday, October 23rd at the Contemporary Jewish Museum in San Francisco.
And if you would like to get your tickets for that online, you can go to superfestfilm.com.
The Arab Film Festival is coming up. October 7th through the 16th, and they have multiple locations throughout the Bay Area. They usually show a few films at the Castro and at the Roxy. I think there's a couple locations in the East Bay. Find out more information at arabfilmfestival.org.
Also, here's a special shout out. This is from Lizzie Brooks. She's got a class she's teaching over there at Root Division. This is an interesting one that listeners will need to check out.
Great.
Let me tell you a little bit about it. This class is called Introduction to Code-Based Art, and it runs for 5 weeks on Tuesday nights at Root Division from 6:30 to 9:30, starting on October 4th. So act now. Code-based art is a huge topic, but basically the goal is to give artists a foundation for incorporating digital magic into their practice. That means responsive machines, interactive videos, stuff like that. It bridges the gap between physical and virtual space. In the big project of the class, we'll take control of a waving arm lucky cat, you know, the little ones in the window sometimes, and make it react to Twitter in real time. We'll build up to that through small projects. People will leave the class with a lot of different skills, like a toolbox for making digital/electronic projects. Our last class is on election night, so we're going to have a party and invite friends to watch the cats react to election night Twitter.
Oh, that's cool.
That's fucking awesome.
I love that.
So I'll have a link to the... You can just
go to
Root Division's website to find more info about this, but I'll have a link directly to it on in the Underworld.
Also coming up on October 1st is the closing party for After Pop Life.
That show that Glenn Helfand curated over there at Minnesota Street Project, all about Prince.
Our favorite purple man.
I've gallery sat for it, and it's pretty fucking awesome.
There's a hell of a lot of people in this show. It's incredible. Anything special happening? Oh, it's going to be a fashion show with Bonanza. Sorry.
Oh, yep. Bonanza's fashion show. There's, I'm sure there'll be performance.
It's going to be a regular party.
Karaoke Chapel, which has been a huge success. Julia Bryan Wilson went and said that she had a religious experience.
I want to go someone who will sing karaoke with me.
Everyone will.
Anyone in there.
They'll
go
for it.
If I just show up, someone's going to be there
who's ready. It's not like a usual art experience. The space is really transformed and it really breaks people out of their crotchety shell.
It's because it's dark and there's lights and stuff.
Yep, and a fog machine.
Oh my God, my favorite.
Yes.
But let's go.
Soon this brings me to my art event of the season.
Dun, dun, dun.
A couple weeks ago, I had the unbelievable privilege to go and see performances by performers and artists at San Quentin Prison. Amy Ho is a teacher there and was able to get me in to go see a night of performance and stuff. And it was hosted by W. Kamau Bell, and it was mind-blowing. I was supposed to bring my damn brochure to say everybody's names. So I went over there, and you weren't allowed to bring anything in, and you have to wear special clothes. Like, you can't wear certain colors, like... Everybody just wears black. Uh-huh. And you have to, like, send in all your information, your driver's license number and social security and all that stuff. It's really hardcore. And because Amy works there, she could, like, escort you in and all this stuff. I mean, it was like there were a bunch of other people from the public, but it was basically like somebody had to invite you and, yeah, and get you all set up to go. And I know the program was put together by Nigel Poor. So kind of the theme of the night was about like the redemptive power of art, like rebirth through art practice. And there were guys in there that were incarcerated that did like dance performances, a lot of spoken word and like kind of poetry and stuff. And then like a small like kind of theater piece.
Cool.
And...
Oh my God, I think I probably would have cried the whole time.
It was amazing. I did come really close to crying, but it was
just
when...
Just out of, like, happiness and sadness and everything. I just feel like
it was incredibly moving.
Yeah.
Especially one guy told a story about how when he first... You know, there were guys there that have been in prison for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And one guy who has been in for 14 years, you know, he got into prison when he was like 18 years old and had been in for 14 years. And he talked about how, like, when the door, his cell door closed behind him, like, all he had was like some, like, a textbook that had been left in there and like a shitty golf pencil. And he just started writing. When the pencil would get, you know, dull, he would like sharpen it with his fingernail, and that he's just been, and he still has those pages 14 years later and like a million more. And it's, I just feel like this is my own bullshit, selfish perspective on it, of being like a art, pretentious art person, was that like, it's so easy to be in the art world out here and be, you know, have your liberty and start to feel jaded about stuff, and that art is like kind of a silly, narcissistic or self-indulgent pastime or something. But I feel like when you see it through the eyes of someone who that is their only freedom and their only liberty that they have, you realize that like art is actually really fucking important. So I don't know.
Good argument for better arts funding.
I think one of the things they always say to people that are coming into San Quentin from the public is to go tell people about what you experience there. And I'm sure I'm not changing anybody's mind that listens to the show. I'm sure like 99% of the people that listen to the show are against the prison industrial complex, right?
Sure.
And we all know that, but it really comes into like harsh relief when you're there, like talking to people that are making amazing things that would be like shit you'd go see at fucking any venue here if it was just, if they only had like the opportunity to not get fucked over by our government. But anyhow, the Proposition 57, which is going to be up on the ballot on November 8th.
Is that statewide or?
2016. It's California statewide, which is parole for nonviolent criminals and juvenile court trial requirements. Vote yes. That means it supports increasing parole and good behavior opportunities for felons convicted of nonviolent crimes. So vote yes on 57. W. Kamau Bell encourages you.
As do we.
As do we. And we'll
this is endorsed by Congratulations Pine Tree.
Yes. And we'll have our whole ballot rundown, because we know that you depend on us.
Yeah. We're going to have to create, we're going to have our next voter guides, the CPT
there
voter
guides.
There
are so many important things for this
election. It's really huge.
Jesus Christ.
I just got my voter guide, and I'm actually planning on, I think I'm going to try to read the whole thing.
It's like a damn dictionary.
It is, but I'm kind of like, I just feel like adamant
about
knowing
it. Get in on that San Francisco shit. It goes all the way to like Z. It's like A through Z.
It's pretty, I think at least I saw an S in there, which is pretty far along.
I hate Michael Krasny, but they're actually doing a pretty good, solid coverage of some of the shit that's up for this next election, of all the little local things.
Yeah, that's great.
Things I probably never would have even known were happening, because I
don't
vote in San Francisco.
Is he covering Oakland stuff too, or no, he's just doing San Francisco.
Not that I know of.
But he might be, though. I mean, he's not just San Francisco centric.
Well, actually, they just had one up recently about how Mountain View and a couple other South Bay places are going to vote on rent control, to have new rent control laws. To have rent control. They don't have it at all.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
to put
good.
A limit on how much they can increase the rent of people
year,
that
yeah.
are already living in a place. But anyhow, if you have the chance, San Quentin is always looking for people to come and volunteer to teach a class out there, or they have like their fucking media, like they were recording this whole event that night. It was like a damn television studio. They had shit like the dudes were like pro
legit
as fuck.
Where does that go, I wonder?
They have a website. I'll put links to stuff.
Do.
I don't know if that's gonna how fast that all happens.
Right.
But I'll put links to stuff. They also do Shakespeare there. They have a ton of stuff.
I wonder if like performers go there to perform for the prisoners.
Well,
you know
that
I mean?
Night
like
there were. There were people both. From the outside,
oh,
people
cool.
and
so
mainly
like
a lot of like teachers that teach there who are also artists or singers, musicians, etc. So links to all that stuff in the underworld if you want to, especially if you live out there like around Marin or Sausalito or wherever, North Bay. You got to know that people in prison are human beings, and we shouldn't be locking people in cages like animals.
We shouldn't even lock animals in cages. Yes.
okay, anything else?
Like, and happy 100.
What else we got?
We have the Headlands coming up. We tell people to come out and visit us.
Oh, we'll be going and doing a little something out there at the Headlands this month of October.
October 16th. Next month. During their open house.
We'll be doing it on October 16th. Sweet 16.
Sweet 16.
Of October. But speaking of listener questions, Maysoon, we had a listener question.
Hey!
From friend of the show, Christine Wong Yap.
Oh.
She wanted to know if artists should not take opportunities in North Carolina because of the boycott that's kind of going on in North Carolina because of ridiculous trans bathroom bullshit bills, and also because of all the other fucked up shit, like the law that's about to go into effect that police, like footage from police cameras, like dashboard cams and body cams,
can they're trying to
not
limit
be, well, they're trying to make it so that will not be publicly accessible.
No, that's bullshit.
So,
but I mean, I do have a response to that. I mean,
thing that I think that sparked this question was there's like a open call out right now for some residency that happens in North Carolina. So go for it.
I guess my thought was that you could go that I think you could take an opportunity, but maybe if you're at least a politically minded artist, maybe your response or what you do in that opportunity could be responding.
Yeah, to the state, like, you know? Yeah.
That you can use the opportunity to do something progressive or impactful for what's happening there.
I feel like this is the age-old question. There's two ways to go. You can say, hell no, yeah, we won't go.
Or you could make a statement and go. You know what I mean? You could make a statement within your practice.
But I feel like there's like, I mean, that's obviously an option.
Is the institution that you're going with, like, what are their politics? Like, how do you support what they're trying to do? Maybe they are taking an active stand against what the government is doing, and that's something you can also support by being there.
So to boil it down, either say no, I'm not going to go there. That place needs to get its shit straight.
Yeah.
Or if you are going to do it, you got to really make it count.
I feel about it.
To further
your
political goals.
And even if you're saying no, that the institution is getting a message that what's happening in that state is impacting them as an institution because their artists don't want to come out because they don't, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It kind of puts the onus on the institution to also like light a fire
for their local government.
Yeah.
What do you think, listener?
Yeah.
Call us.
We won't judge you. We just want to know. We just want to hear all the different perspectives. It's good for us all.
Give us a call. 419-351-6606. You can email us congratulationspinetree@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast.
What about Facebook? You're no longer into that?
We got Facebook. Get on Facebook. Search for Congratulations Pine Tree.
Is that going to be one of the t-shirts?
I guess that's the only way you can do it. We got Facebook.
And then the back can say cbt.com.
Also, speaking of studios, Real Time and Space, the studio co-op where I have my studio.
Shameless promotion over here.
It has open studios on
this upcoming
Sunday, the 2nd, October 2nd, where we've got tote bags. Yes. We've got t-shirts. Ooh. I'm going to be making snow cones. We're having a barbecue. Hot dogs.
Did you say snow cones?
I'm making snow cones.
How?
I got a thing that is just a hand shaver. I'm going to totally blow out my rotator cuff, but I'm going to make you a goddamn snow cone.
Can I make
one? I got the little paper cones and syrup.
You have all the syrups?
I got it all.
Did you hand make them?
Here's the syrups I got. I got cherry. I got blue raspberry.
Yum.
Orange. Yum. And lemon. I can make a rainbow.
How about pineapple?
I can pretend it's pineapple.
The lemon's pineapple. Guys, the
just
lemon is pineapple.
Just bring your own pineapple and we can squeeze some on top. Come on by. It's
the event of the season.
Give us a lot of money. Are you a teenager?
Yes.
Or a young person of some kind? 21 and below, maybe? Come out if you need a mentor. Southern Exposure's mentorship program's about to kick back off again.
Cool.
This October.
If you're a teen, mentors,
or you have a teen or a 20-year-old person in your life, 21-year-old person, and they want to do some art and do some creativity, learn some life skills, or just kick it with a weirdo. We got artists out here ready to mentor all your youths. What's our dream for the next 100 episodes?
Let's set
5 goals. Goal number 1.
Interview more artists.
I want us to have t-shirts. I'm still working on it.
I thought you...
I have that damn Printful or whatever it's called, but I'm having a hell of a time figuring out how to actually make that happen. If you do the print all over thing, it tells you there's going to be these gaps in the armpits, and it's like, how do you figure that into your template? Goal number 2.
Interview more artists.
We got to get artist in Oakland. That was our big thing back in the day.
God, I almost forgot about that.
Gotta jump back on that.
We are going to interview more superstars.
Superstars?
Mm-hmm. Our own kind of superstars.
Oh, that reminds me of a superstar. Richard Meyer, one of my favorite art historians, is going to be in conversation with Douglas Crimp at Stanford, I think later on in October. I'll have a proper date for that next episode, but if I forget, just Google it. Number 4, more listener feedback.
Yeah.
That's your goal, listener. God damn you, straight to hell.
Number 5, pay Kate.
Send us money. Special thanks and shout out to our most recent donor, Jennifer Wofford, who made a very generous donation. And we have now named our suitcase that we keep our recording equipment in the Wofford Commemorative Roller Bag.
Yes! She's gonna love that.
Send us some money. That's great. Thank you. There's a donate button on our website. All right, well.
We did it.
God only knows what'll happen in the next 100 episodes, but stay tuned. And from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations, Pine Tree. Thank you.